Member of Parliament, Tuesday 23rd of July 2019, Order of Proceedings. Committee stage and third reading.
This system is we have to face.
And therefore, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Chairman, it will not surprise anyone in this House that we will not support the bill at the third reading of it, despite the fact that we welcome and we're grateful to the government and the government's legal advisers to explain some of the final detail of this transaction. But given our position in respect to the public finances of the community, given the fact that we take the view that we have to indirect borrowing of the government, our view is that we will vote against this bill for the reading. We also would like the Chief Minister to correct the record in respect of what he said in his budget speech, where he said, and I quote, "We have sold the government's remaining 50% interest in the equity of the properties in the newest Cornish estate for $165 million. Mr. Speaker, that is not an accurate representation from the information we received. We understand the figure to be $88.5 million, and rather $165 million. We understand the mistakes that were described to us and explained to us yesterday, but we would appreciate if the government could correct the benefit of the wider community for this position." I'm grateful that you have allowed honourable members to say something without setting any precedent in that respect, because there is no precedent to discuss. The government yesterday did something exceptional, which is to brief honourable members on a matter on which it does not have to brief honourable members. So all of that is a voluntary process to which the government has submitted itself, as we did in relation to the $300 million pound investment, which we disclosed to the members and they took them through the detail on. Let's not be clear. The government is acting more transparently than any government in the history of the building has ever done, because when other governments have, in keeping with the rules, entered into either transactions for the sale of assets or transactions for the hypothecation of assets or transactions for loans, they have not extended to any opposition before in the history of our Parliament the opportunity to have a detailed brief on what stands behind that borrowing, that sale, etc. We do. That goes to the best transparency ever illustrated by any government in the history of our democracy. Now, taking honourable members through the detail of what they have said in the context of their statement. First of all, I want to thank the Honourable Lady for the approach that she has taken. It is personal for making a statement in this House. I had to read the statement of Honourable Members about what they thought of our briefing and our bill in some publications this morning, not have the benefit of hearing it in this House. Although, of course, I'm asking on this paper, and the way that it's expressed outside of this House is always more eloquent than the way it's expressed in this House by the Honourable Leader of the Opposition. But the Honourable Leader has, in my view, incorrectly, and for all the wrong reasons, reached a reasonable conclusion. The reason I feel that she has done it for all the wrong reasons is that she is wrong to say that there was an obligation, or in some way, shape, or form, some requirement that we come here by way of motion to debate the issue before we enter into this transaction. Never in the history of any parliament, Mr. Speaker, that I am aware of, does a government bring a transaction before it is entered into to be voted on by members of the opposition in the sense of a borrowing or sale. And in the context of our parliament in particular, that has never, ever, ever been the case. Whoever has been Chief Minister and throughout our constitutional history, always the requirement is to bring certain transactions to this House. This transaction does not have to come to this House. That's very correct. This transaction is one of those transactions, not the £300 million investment, but does not have to come to this House. And yet we do keep it in this House because I bring the issue to the House. I told the House about the £300 million investment in a budget, and I told the House about this £165 million transaction in this budget. I transparently bring those issues to the fore. I invite debate on them. And the speaker, my key point in the case of the company by the Honourable Lady is that I disclosed this issue in the budget debate. Now, we could have done the transaction without bringing a private member's bill, without bringing any bill at all, and simply novated all of the contracts. But nonetheless, we would have brought it in the same way that I brought the 165. And so I told the Honourable Lady, I told the Honourable Member about this, about the debate. About the debate in which me and the Honourable Members opposite were complaint, although I'm grateful that the conclusion which he reached, which I think is the right one, is that therefore, nonetheless, we should be supporting this effort. Now, this is not an issue that engages in debt ceiling, and this is not an issue that engages in borrowing, because there is absolutely none of that. But the problem in the field, as he has told us, indeed, the Honourable Leader of the Opposition has told us, that there will be a motion in this report, because it is blank. They can put motions on any subject, including this subject, at any time, and we can have a debate. We can have a debate where they can raise some of the issues that we raised with the media, and they raise it after, we can debate those as long as honourable members and members of the speaker allow us to. So, I don't think there is any attempt whatsoever to avoid having those discussions and having that debate. And I would welcome the honourable lady wishes to take a motion, the opportunity to debate these arrangements, because these are arrangements in which the government is extraordinarily proud. These are excellent arrangements, not just for this generation, but for future generations of people, so that affordable housing can continue to grow, not just for those who were lucky enough to have it, so we can see it all the way through into the end of the year, and the first year of the administration delivered it 30 years ago, but so that we can continue to deliver.
Perennial debate. We're going to go into regional elections to figure out Monday, the 12th of August at 11 a.m.